Isn't it strange that there's no egg in eggplant? There's no ham in hamburgers. There's no pine or apple in a pineapple. Isn't it strange that quicksand takes you down slowly? And when a house burns up, it burns down. And when they tell you to fill out a form, you fill it in. And we park on driveways and we drive on parkways. And my favorite is, if vegetarians eat vegetables, why don't humanitarians eat humans? Right? And sometimes, you know what, there are things that are just that strange sounding when you read the Bible. Like when the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10, when I am weak, then I am strong. That doesn't even make sense to our minds. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. But it is a powerful principle from the Word of God that when we understand that in our weakness, God shows up with His strength, it changes everything. Oh, how we need to learn this morning, that in the times when we are weary, a lot of people weary this year, I'm telling you, those times when we are weary, we're just tired of it, God gives us the strength. Those areas of life where we are struggling, where we are weak, God gives us strength. When the battle just seems too long, sometimes people even get to the place, they just say, I don't know if I can keep going. God gives us the strength that we need. And yet, too often, we seem to try to do it on our own. And we struggle, and we struggle. We're so bent towards pride. It is so much a part of our human nature. Ever since the Garden of Eden, it has been a problem for man. And oh, how it drags us down and how it keeps us back from so many blessings of God. Earlier this year, I did a series on pride, and I just want to touch on that this morning, because if we want God's strength in our life, we got to lay aside our pride. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to begin with verse 7 there. And this, before we start reading, Paul learned some things the hard way. And you know what? Most of us have learned some things the hard way. But how much better if we can learn from the Scripture and from the help of the Holy Spirit. He says, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. Now he's talking about revelations that he had had that he could not even speak about, going to the third heaven, such mighty things that God had shown him. But he says, to keep him from being exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to him, a messenger of Satan, he says, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And you know, whenever you read those verses, people always want to argue about what the thorn in the flesh was. Some people want to say that, well, maybe he had this eye condition. And some people say, oh no, it's this demon-possessed girl that was following him around saying, these men are men of the Most High God. Let me tell you why the Scripture doesn't tell you what it was. Because most of us would say, well, if I ever have that eye problem, I'll know that's a thorn in the flesh. Well, if I ever have a demon-possessed girl follow me around, I know that's a thorn in the flesh. Let me tell you what the thorn in the flesh is. It is what your weakness is. It is what your struggle, that battle that you haven't been able to overcome. That's your thorn in the flesh. This is written for all of us. This isn't written just for a few people in a specific situation, because all of us have weaknesses. All of us have struggles and battles. And all of us need the Lord's strength that we can say with Paul, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. We don't know what the thorn was. We do know why it happened. He says it very clearly that it was to keep him from being exalted above measure, to keep him, the NIV says, to keep him from becoming conceited. It was to keep him from becoming prideful. Anybody ever have some area in your life that you could be proud about? Anybody ever have an area of your life that you knew was a weakness? I wonder sometimes if we have a weakness in a certain area, or maybe we're struggling with a certain battle because God wants to keep the pride out of our life. He said, to keep me from becoming conceited. You say, oh no, Pastor, all that stuff, that's the devil, right? He said, a messenger from Satan was sent to buffet me, to keep me from becoming conceited. I'm just telling you that God is working in the midst of that, that he is keeping us from becoming a prideful people who only trust in ourselves, that we stay humble before the Lord, and we're not just doing things in our own strength, but we're seeing the strength of God at work in our life. He says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. His strength is not made perfect in our strength. You'll just think it's you. No, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. He says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. The NIV says weakness. I'm going to brag about my weakness. I'm going to brag about my trouble, my problems, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in needs. Anybody taking pleasure in your needs? In persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Those moments of weakness in your life, those areas where you are struggling, that is where God will show up in your life with his strength. I'll boast about my weakness. But we like to boast about our strengths. We like to tell everybody. We like for other people to know about our strengths. But when we boast about our weakness, it is an open door to Christ's power working in our life. When's the last time you bragged about your inability? Now, I have some strengths somewhere. If you'll ask Carmen, she can tell you a few of them. But here's what I know. I have so many weaknesses, so many shortcomings as a pastor. I have been told by my good friends, you're just not friendly. You got a terrible personality. And I confess to you, I have always been introverted. I've always been kind of shy. You know, when I walk into the room, I don't say, the party's here. No, I find a place, you know, I'm a wallflower. I find a place to go sit out of the way, and that's where I'm the most comfortable. It doesn't come natural for me to just walk up to people and start talking. You know, a lot of pastors, I mean, they just seem to always know the right thing to say. The only time I know the right thing to say is when I got a word from God. I'm just telling you, I just fall so short in that area. I don't know what to say when a family is grieving and hurting. And the best I can do sometimes is just to kind of be there and pray, because I don't know what to say. I just sweat. I'm weak. You come to a crossroad of life and you need some direction. And there you find a pastor who always is trying to finish up his sermon on Saturday night or Sunday morning even. And you find a pastor who always finishes his sermon by Thursday noon, and you find the Easter Bunny. Which of these three will you listen to for direction? The pastor who has always finishing up his sermon on Saturday night or Sunday morning, because the other two are a figment of your imagination. I don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but I actually know some of those guys. Oh, I'm always done by Thursday noon. I said, that's great for you, but you know what? I'm weak. I'm always praying and saying, God, I got to have a word. You got to help me. And it has to get miserable before it gets better. I'm telling you, God keeps me relying on His strength, because without Him, I can't do it. And I admit to you and I tell you, I have so many weaknesses as a pastor, but somehow God uses me anyway. His strength is made perfect in weakness. It is the power of God that works in our lives in spite of our weakness, in spite of our frailty, our hardship, the battle that we think is too much. Oh, there is a power that's greater than anything in this world. And that power can fill you. That power is made perfect in our weakness. Jesus told Paul, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." What an amazing truth. That where we fall short, where we fail, where we cannot. And I want to tell you right now, I know that in this room there's some of you that you have some strengths. You have some things that you could be proud about. But I also know that everybody in this room, it doesn't matter how tough you are, how smart you are, how spiritual you are, there are some areas of your life where you know that you're weak and you need God. You can't do it on your own. And I want to tell you that it is in that very area where God will show up in your life and give you the strength that you need, that He'll be glorified in your life. David said in Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength." The Lord is my strength. You know what? We need to get to the place where we can say that about our life. Every part of it. Not just this one area, but the Lord is my strength. Whatever I do, whatever I accomplish, whatever the battle, the Lord is my strength. He was the man that killed the lion and the bear. Not like, you know, people do now, with a high-powered rifle and a scope from a quarter mile away. David killed a lion and a bear with his hands. And yet, this is amazing. He never bragged about it. He never said, "Can you believe what I did?" I mean, any man today would be on the news bragging about it. But David didn't do that. He gave the glory to God. And when he faced Goliath, he said, "The same God that gave the lion and the bear into my hand will give this Philistine into my hand." He knew that the Lord was his strength. We need to know it. See, for David, it was very, very personal. In fact, listen to how he says it in Psalm 22 and 19. He says, "You, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me." He actually called the Lord my strength. O Lord, my strength. We refer to the Lord in a lot of different ways, but here's one of the ways that David referred to Him. My strength. One of my favorite verses, Psalm 19 and 14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Psalm 59 and 17, "To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy." I wish that it would just become natural for us to think that way and talk that way to the Lord. My strength. Oh Lord, my strength. That every day we're acknowledging that He is our strength, that we need Him, and that it's God who gets it done in our life. I tell you, if we do that, our life would just get a whole lot easier. I know a lot of people consider themselves to be somebody that tells it like it is. In fact, they like to brag about that. And I think a lot of the time, you just need to keep your mouth shut and quit telling everything you know. But there's one time you definitely ought to tell it like it is, because this is how it is. Apart from Him, I can do nothing. I need the Lord's strength all the time. That's telling it like it is. David, this mighty warrior, but he told everybody the Lord was his strength. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. He said, my heart trusted in Him. And this is such a key part of making the Lord your strength. It is a matter of trust, that we're not trusting in ourselves. That is the philosophy of the world. They say you got to trust yourself. There is nobody in this world that has let me down more than me. And I know the same is true in every life in here. Nobody's let you down as many times as you have. But He has never let me down. He is worthy of our trust, trustworthy. We can trust Him. And when we do that, we trust Him to be our strength. You know, even in the areas where I thought I was strong, I've let myself down, but He never will. Psalm 34, listen to what David says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. Again, David just gives all of the praise, all of the honor and glory to the Lord. He says, I will make my boast in the Lord. We live in a society that likes to boast and brag about itself. Oh, that we would have leaders like David who would boast and brag on God. It's kind of quiet in here this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. He said the humble are going to hear it and be glad. You know, it really hurts a Christian's testimony when they fall into sin. But you know what else hurts a Christian's testimony? Is when we act like we've got it all together and we don't have any weaknesses, we don't have any problems, everything's perfect in our life. You know why that hurts your testimony? Because they know you that you are full of baloney. No, we need to be real. We need to let people know, yes, we have weaknesses, yes, we have problems, yes, we have battles and struggles, but the Lord is our strength. And He's the one that gets us through. Whatever the battle, whatever we've overcome, we need to be careful to give God the glory and tell people that it is the Lord in us. It's His strength. Verse 4, David says, I sought the Lord and He heard me. He heard me. And He delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. This poor man, who are we talking about? The guy that killed the lion and the bear and Goliath and so many other things that God used David to accomplish. This poor man, the King David, the great and mighty warrior, the worshiper, the man after God's own heart, he says, this poor man. The poor in spirit. I'm telling you that we have to come to that place where we humble ourselves before the Lord. And we give Him all the honor and all of the glory. He says, I cried out to the Lord and He heard me. So often, pride becomes such an obstacle, such a roadblock to us receiving of the Lord's help. Joel 3:10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Did you know it does not say, let the strong say, I am strong. There's no room for pride here. If you're strong in an area, you don't get to say, I'm strong. No, it's let the weak. It is a statement of faith. It is a statement of trusting God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Because our strength comes from the Lord. When I am weak, then I'm strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. If there's an area in your life where you are weak, you can say in faith, I'm strong because it's the Lord who makes me strong. If you're already strong in some area, you just need to be quiet and give God the glory. But we all have weaknesses and battles and struggles. No matter how big the problem, no matter how big the weakness, none of it is a match for God's strength and His power if we'll just trust Him and pray. Remember David, he cried out to the Lord and the Lord heard him. You see, if we really trust God, we'll pray. Prayer is how we say to God, I cannot do this on my own. Prayer is what we do when we know that we need the Lord's help. Prayer is a place of humility. It is acknowledging our weakness, our inability, our dependence upon an almighty God. I believe the Lord spoke this to my heart one day many years ago. A day without prayer is an arrogant act. Just to think that we didn't need God today. Or do we just take everything for granted? No, every day we pray because every day we need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's strength. It's part of prayer, is asking for His help and admitting we can't do it all on our own. Isaiah 40:29-31, he gives power to the weak. Who's he give power to? The weak. He gives power to the weak, not the mighty. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Now, this isn't just about physical strength. You see, the spirit of what he's saying here is that even for the people that are really smart, you know what? There's going to be a time when they totally blow it. There's going to be a time when they just weren't smart enough. But here's the thing. In whatever way you need strength, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If we'll just get in the presence of God and spend time with Him, tell God of our weakness, tell Him, call Him my strength like David did. I'm telling you, God will give you the strength that you need. Even when your strength has completely run out and you say, I don't know if I can go another step. I don't know if I can do this anymore. He will give you the strength that you need if you'll spend time with Him and wait in His presence. You know, and when He gives you that strength, as I said, it's not just physical strength. That certainly God can do that. We see many examples of that in the Scripture. I mean, the most blatant one is Samson, how God just supernaturally empowered him with physical strength. But you know what? Most often, God gives us strength in the inner man. Most often, He gives us strength to be able to face the battle and overcome. He gives us that inner strength to just be able to keep going, to press on, to persevere. We usually, in our prayers, we just want God to take away the battle. We want God to fix the circumstances. And we get frustrated with prayer sometimes because God didn't do it the way we think that He should do it. A lot of frustrated people this year. But here's the thing. Sometimes God wants to give you the strength to go through it instead. In fact, I found it seems like most of the time, God gives us the strength to go through it. And oh, how we need that strength every day in our life to fulfill His plan and purpose, to fulfill the call of God, to do the will of God in our life. Philippians 4, 12 and 13. A lot of times people just quote verse 13, but I just want to give it a little bit of context this morning. Philippians 4, 12, it says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that last verse, that is one of the most abused verses of the Bible. It gets pulled out of context and quoted in all kinds of crazy ways. And I'm just going to tell you, it is not a catch-all verse that we can just use in any kind of random fashion that we want to. Faith is not a way to get just what you personally, selfishly want. It is a way to get what God wants in this earth. Y'all are too quiet. Let me just give you an illustration. I'm 60 years old. Not as strong as I used to be, not as fast for sure. But I'm going to go play for the Dallas Cowboys because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'll tell you, they need some help. So I'm going to go play for the Dallas Cowboys. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is stupid. But a lot of people just kind of dream stuff up and then they want to slap a verse on it. Paul is talking about that in the midst of all kinds of hardship, he said there were good times, but there were also bad times. There were times of abundance and there were times of need. There were times of being full and there were times of being hungry. And he said, through it all, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You see, when you as a mom are doing your best to raise your kids to serve the Lord, when you as a husband are providing for your family, when you're taking care of your family, bringing your family to church, listen, when you are out in the community talking to people about the Lord, in all of the endeavors, the things that God has given you to do, the purpose, the call, the will of God, He will give you the strength to do it. Even when you feel like you just can't. Even when personally you don't have what it takes. Because when you're weak, then you're strong. Paul was given such a tremendous task to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And he was beaten, he was flogged, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked, he was snake bitten. He was hated and persecuted again and again and again. All kinds of opposition. I mean, this guy didn't have 9 lives, he had like 100 lives. He just kept going. But it was Christ's strength in him And I'm telling you that in the battles that you face and the personal weaknesses that you're dealing with, Christ's strength is more than enough. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Difficulties at home or in the workplace, He gives us strength. And there is nothing that God asks of you that He will not empower you to do. Whatever expectations, whatever He wants you to do, whatever battle you go through, He'll give you the strength. You can love your enemy. You can forgive that person. You can obey God. The Christian psychiatrists Frank Minrith and Paul Meyer say that they try to get their patients to use honest language. And when they say things like, "I can't love my wife. I just can't get along with my husband," they ask them to change it to "I won't," to deal in reality. And I'm just telling you this morning that God will give you the strength that you need. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And whatever the command, whatever God asks of you, I'm telling you, He will give you the strength. I can pray. I can read the Bible. I can be a witness for the Lord. I can love my wife. I can stop gossiping. I can keep my mind from wandering while the pastor is preaching. Amen. I can do all things, Christ, who strengthens me. Let's make it personal. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. I can control my appetite through Christ who gives me strength. All of us need to realize those areas where we struggle. I just can't stop myself from spending. I just can't make myself save that money. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Whatever He gives you to do, you can do. I want to close with this story this morning. A missionary named Dan Crawford had what seemed to be an impossible task to follow the great missionary David Livingstone in Africa. He was not the forceful personality that David Livingstone was. And so when he went there, he had a difficult time winning the people over. Even his home church really thought that he might not be able to carry on the work. But with the Lord's help, he did a great job. And when he passed away, they found in his coat pocket a well-worn New Testament. And inside was a poem that evidently he had written himself that revealed the secret of his success. It said, "I cannot do it alone. The waves dash fast and high. The fog comes chilling around and the light goes out in the sky. But I know that we too shall win in the end, Jesus and I. Coward and wayward and weak, I change with the changing sky. Today so strong and brave, tomorrow too weak to fly. But He never gives in, so we too shall win, Jesus and I." I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We need to say of the Lord and to the Lord, my strength, my strength. When you feel like quitting, when you're just so tired, my strength, my strength. He'll give you what you need to keep you going until you win. Stand with me. We're going to pray.